Hey everybody, on this week's episode of All Things Fishing, we will be talking about how to build your raft, part 4, specifically how I built my raft. Really excited about it. Don't worry guys, I tested it, tested the raft. If it's finished, it works. Just need to seal the jugs down a bit. I'll talk, you guys will probably understand that more in a few minutes. I'm really excited about it, and hopefully this episode will help you guys. Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, like I said in the introduction, we will be talking about how to build your raft, specifically how to build your raft, part 4 of the 3-part series, of the 4-part series I'm about to finish this week. I'm excited about it. So this episode is going to be about how I built my raft. So, my raft is actually currently dismantled after I tested it. It worked, don't worry, I'm not telling you guys how to build a raft that actually doesn't work. I tested it. It worked really, really well. I could basically jump up and down on it, and it would not sink. Like, it would barely move. I could stand up on it really, really easily. It felt like standing up on, like, a really, really stable kayak, basically. So, anyway, I'll start off with the main base of my kayak, the thing that's basically keeping me from drowning, keeping me on top of water instead of below the water, keeping me able to fish and fish comfortably. So that is basically, I took a pallet that's basically like a pre-made wooden thing we found just like on the street. Pre-made wooden like kind of pallet type thing. It was quite a bit longer than a pallet, but the same width as one. For flotation, I took those big five gallon blue water cooler jugs, the things you see in an office. And then I basically just tied those on to the bottom of the pallet, and that's the base. That was what was keeping me on top of the water, and it worked. I tested it before I did anything else. It worked really, really well. I was really excited about that for one thing, but then that's not really a very good way to fish. Like, you can bring one rod, and you can bring one lure if you don't want to lose it, because it does wobble a bit. Like any boat, it rocks with the waves or with the current. So you don't want to have like your whole tackle box or even one tackle tray. You don't want to have that on top of your boat with nothing keeping it from falling in the water. So basically, like that, you could have one rod and one lure on that rod, and that was it. Or maybe you could have like a tiny box of lures in your pocket. So for storage, my original plan was to take my cooler, my old Igloo cooler, and basically I made wooden walls around, like, that, it could slide into, essentially, and then I would bungee cord it down, and that would keep all my tackles safe, and it would work. But what I really wanted it to be, and the reason I was willing for it to take up so much space on the raft, was it would also be a seat, and the seat didn't really work out. I would be, my center of gravity would be too high, and I felt like I was going to tip over quite a bit if I was doing that. So I ended up going with just no seat, or like with no really high seat like that. And I'm going to take a milk crate, put rod holders on it, basically turn it into almost a kayak, like a nice fishing kayak. Or not really a nice fishing kayak, but a fishing kayak. But so yeah, I'm going to take a milk crate, put rod holders on it. And then that is where my tackle trays, all my little tackle trays will slide into with all my lures and my, hooks and stuff. Those will all slide into there. They'll be protected by bungee cords over the top that I can easily move out of the way if I want to grab one. And then also in there, I'll probably have a bigger tackle tray. Like maybe it's like most of mine are 3,600 size. I have a 3,700 size waterproof one. That's where I'll probably put like a phone or something like that and a phone, and then like also just other tools for the raft. So in addition to all that, really having a comfortable way to sit on any type of boat is going to extend your fishing time by a lot. So for a seat, I added a my plan is I'm going to screw the crate down, and I took a, it looks almost like a pad for a deer stand. It's camouflage like that. It's kind of just basically a pad, but it is, supposed to, I have it right here. It's supposed to be like a flotation, like a personal flotation device, a PFD. It's supposed to work for that. I've never really tested it out to see if it could actually hold your weight. I'm sure it could. It had like the whole label and stuff, like Coast Guard approved. But so that will be, I guess, extra flotation. I'll always be wearing a life vest, no matter what, though. And so that'll just be extra, I guess, if I fall, if I can grab that, in addition to my life vest. But then also what that'll do is I can lean it up against the crate, and I tested it out. It's gonna be a super comfortable backrest. Yeah. So what's also great about that is that I won't be screwing it to the crate. I won't be tying it to the back of the crate, so it won't be in that one fixed position. But so I can take it from leaning against there and being a backrest, and I can put it when I'm like on the raft. It feels most comfortable when I'm paddling to like kneel, basically. So it'll be basically like a place I can put my knees on instead of putting them on the hardwood while I'm paddling. So overall, I'm really excited about this raft, and like I said, I tested it. It works. Now I just have to finish up the improvements. Yeah, and then one last thing, how I seal it. So usually, if you ever find like one of those water jugs on the side of the road, or find one for free, or find one that someone's given away, it'll have a hole in the lid from where the water came out in to go into the rest of the machine, in the office, I guess. But it'll have a hole right there. So how I sealed that originally was with duct tape. So yeah, I sealed that originally with duct tape, but duct tape is more, especially in water, is more of a temporary seal. So I wanted something more permanent, and it leaked a bit too because the water was seeping through. So yeah, there was not a whole lot of water. If I put more duct tape on, it would have been totally fine. But eventually, that duct tape will fall off because it's gonna get wet. That's basically the only part of the boat that's going to be touching the water. So my plan is I'm going to get one more of those jugs, get a circular, like I cut it into circular shapes. And that one, that fit over the top, that fit over the lids of the jugs. And then I'll get like epoxy or silicone or something like that, that can go around the edges. And that will be a permanent sealant. So overall, I'm really excited about it. Can't believe it worked. One last really big upgrade. Keep forgetting things. One last big upgrade I need to make is I need to put wheels on it, because there's a good quarter mile walk from where the car from where we can park our car. Good quarter mile walk to where we can actually put the raft in the water. So and it's heavy. It weighs 100, like the whole thing. It's wood. It weighs 100 pounds. It's heavy. We had to have to carry it like a quarter, like 2 or 3 quarter, like 1/2 mile or 3/4 of a mile. To carry it that far, you need quite a few people, and it's not fun. And we really only have 2 people going every time, so I'm gonna get wheels to go on the bottom of that, and it will just make it so much easier to get it from the car to the water. All right, that's it for today's episode of All Things Fishing. It probably didn't help you guys at all. Just the raft, something I'm really excited about. Yeah, see you guys next week.